Have you ever rushed out to buy some gadget after hearing a review or a recommendation on a news program? An iPod, say, video game for your child. You might want to think twice about the advice you got. A recent news report reveals that some high-profile technology gurus have been paid by the companies whose products they were touting. Included in that list are such well-known technology product reviewers as James Oppenheim and Corey Greenberg, who are seen on local and national television programs. If you've ever made a purchase based on the news, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255. Joining us now is Bob Zelnick, chairman of the Department of Journalism at Boston University, a former correspondent for ABC News, and a couple of lifetimes ago also worked here at NPR. Good to talk to you, Bob.
Good to be with you, Neil.
Bob is with us from Cape Cod in Massachusetts. In a way, this isn't news. Only a month ago, the big story was video news releases, releases by corporations and the government featuring their product or service that were aired without attribution.
Well, they've clearly been pushing the envelope. There's been all kinds of pressures on television stations to bring in that audience with the same or smaller staff, and they're looking for ways to increase the news output. And this just comes along.
In the old days of radio, this used to be called plugola, that the disc jockey would say, here's a great tune from a wonderful new group, and it turned out, of course, he was on the take from the record company.
Yeah, I can remember that going back to Alan Freed, King of the Rock and Rollers. And even before then, some of the leading comedians used to mention a restaurant that they just dined out, and then they'd joke even on the air that I guess I get another free meal from this restaurant. But there's nothing funny about it when it reaches millions of people and is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to a manufacturer to have a supposed expert mention a particular product, whether it's high-tech or fashion or anything else, on the air as though it were the result of his own investigation and not a contract to mention it in local station after station as part of a satellite tour.
And do you think, satellite tour, explain that for us.
Well, that's where a so-called expert receives pay from a number of different manufacturers of different products to mention those products on one local television station after another. And there's usually no commitment to mention it at the network, for example, on the Today Show or Good Morning America. But some have speculated that that is an implied part of the understanding, and while these shows technically discourage that kind of activity, it goes on.
Well, one of these guys, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that really brought this to light, and they point out that James Oppenheim used to describe himself as a consumer advocate. My pledge is to tell the unvarnished truth about the products reviewed, he wrote, the good, the bad, and the ugly, though he apparently has recently changed that description to technology expert and industry spokesman.
Well, he's gone from telling the unvarnished truth to telling the varnished truth, I guess. But it doesn't matter what he calls himself. The question that I would ask as a student of journalism now and a former journalist is the relationship disclosed to the audience? I suspect that if it was disclosed to the audience, the stations would be far less interested in presenting this gentleman or any of his colleagues as experts. So they take pains to camouflage and omit mentioning the relationship, and I think that taints the entire endorsement.
Is it the problem of these experts, or is it the problem of, the broadcasters who put them on the air?
I think it's both. I think a broadcaster ought to make sure that there's no contractual relationship, that the person isn't wearing two hats, and that whatever assessment of whatever product he or she offers is based on a legitimate journalistic type of sampling. It's also the problem of these people because as they're exposed, I think they lose their credibility. Now, Corey Greenberg, who's the tech editor for NBC, and Mr. Oppenheim, whom you mentioned, mm-hmm. I think are going to have to fight very hard to keep this lucrative arrangement going, and I suspect it will terminate because it just gives the whole process a very bad name.
And what about practices at local stations and at the networks?
The networks, I think, have to go an extra step. As I understand it, several of the programs already bar people from being paid to endorse or mention products on their particular show, but I think they have to look deeper and go to the underlying relationship between the so-called expert and the various manufacturers. In other words, it doesn't wash for a person to get paid X thousand dollars to mention a product or endorse a product on the local NBC, a local CBS, and then to mention it without being specifically compensated for it on the Today Show or the morning show on CBS.
Do you think that this is a problem peculiar to television, or is it prevalent as well in the print media or even, heaven forfend, radio?
Well, I have no idea how prevalent it is, but it certainly there's no reason why we would not expect it to be a problem on radio shows that conduct those types of product appraisal interviews. I'm not so sure it's directly applicable to print, but in theory, there's no reason why it couldn't be. I don't think anything that they can do has the impact of mentioning a product favorably on a program like the Today Show, which is the leading morning broadcast and telecast in terms of rating. These things, that kind of endorsement is worth tens of thousands of dollars to the manufacturer, and I don't think there's any comparable value in radio or in print.
Yeah, just seeing how much they valued the companies valued those endorsements on the programs. One of the things you came away with was if they were going to charge money for those product placements, they were charging too little.
Well, I hesitate to invite them to jack up the price. I think it would draw even more unscrupulous people into the process. But you're absolutely right. You get a program that reaches 6 million people each morning and has very credible anchors like Katie Couric and Matt Lauer. And it's almost as if the whole family has endorsed those, as it usually is endorsed during the course of an interview with one of these highly credible anchors. Now, I just think we ought to stop and take a step back and remember that these programs purport to bring honest journalism to the American people. And I think this is less than honest journalism, less by a long shot. And I, you know, it's something that I pay a lot of attention to as a journalism department chairman in teaching media law and ethics and urging my colleagues to teach media law and ethics to our students. We don't want them going out into the world and being co-opted or being part of a production that's co-opted by this kind of nonsense. And I think that we ought to have a moment of reflection on what we're doing to what is a profession that's under siege in the first place.
Bob Zelnick, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Bob Zelnick, chairman of the Department of Journalism at Boston University, joined us by phone from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.